the bottom of Chof Gimel of Beis. Rav Yossi Barovin Havishchiach Kamed Rav Yossi de Minyukras. Rav Yossi Barovin used to learn by Rav Yossi de Minyukras. Shavke left him, but also Kamed Rav Ashi. He came to learn by Rav Ashi. Yom Achad Shamei de Kogoris, Omar Shmuel. One day, Rashi says, either Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi Barovin learning this, or Rav Yossi Barovin heard Rav Ashi learning. But whoever it was, they were saying, Omar Shmuel, Hasholeg Dag Min Hayam, the Shabbos, the person takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos, and talking where the fish was already captured, but it was alive. And you took it out of the water, Kivin Shiyovish Bo Kiselechai, as soon as it dries up the area of a cella, so it's going to die. So you're Chayiv for Netilas Neshama. Omar Lei, so either Rav Ashi said to Rav Yossi Barovin, or Rav Yossi Barovin said to Rav Ashi, V'lei mamar u'bein san pirov, why don't you say where it has to dry up a kesela, not anywhere on its body, but between its fins. If it dries up there, then it's surely going to die even if you put it back in the water. Omar Lei, v'lo sover lamar dahi Rav Yossi ben Rav Yovin Amrus, Rav Ashi said to him that, don't you know that Rav Yossi ben Rav Ovin said this he'ara, that the place it has to dry has to be between the fins? You should have said it in his name. Omar Lei, anoni, I'm him. Omar Lei, v'lav kamed Rav Yossi v'dimin yukras ave shchiach mar? Didn't you learn in Rav Yossi v'Rav Yukras yeshiva? Why are you my yeshiva? Omar Lei, hey, yeah, I used to learn by him. Omar Lei, umay tamash shavke mar? Why did you leave him? V'osahachin, come to me. Omer le gavra da albrevi albarti lo chos olai didi heichichayis. A person who doesn't have rachmonis on his own son and daughter should have rachmonis on me, so I couldn't learn by him anymore. Bray maihi, when didn't he have rachmonis on his son? Let's see Rashi till here. Dimin Yukras is a place. That's the name of the place he came from, Yukras. Yom achad shamei Rav Ashi l'Rav Yossi bar Ovin. One day Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi bar Ovin learning this halach of Shmuel, and he said to him, why don't you, what's it called, say that it's Bein San Pirov? And he said that, what's it called, don't you know that Rav Yossi Rav Ovin said that? That's what Rav Ashi said to him. Loshen Acher, Yom Echad Shami Rav Yossi Bar Ovin L'Rav Ashi. Right? Another way of learning this is that one day Rav Yossi Bar Ovin heard Rav Ashi learning this memra of Shmuel, Goris Omer Shmuel Halshola Dag Min Hayam B'Shabbos Kivin Diyovish Bokasela Afal Pishu Mafarches. If it dries out, the fish has an area of a cella that dries out, even if the fish is still moving. La'achar Kain Uva'ochu Mafarches Yishlichu Mayim, and you threw it back into the water, Chayiv. You still Chayiv Mishum Tzil Seshama Shiab Malacha. Disnan Hashokto Shochet is one of the Avos Malacha, and taking any animal's life is Shochei. So Amar Le Rav Yossi Ubein Sampirov. So Rav Yossi, commented to him that the area that has to be dry, the area of a cella has to be between the fins. That's where if it dries up, the animal's going to die, the fish is going to die.
How big is that area?
Devave lochai. A cella, I'm not sure. Ukshein mechusar tseida askinan. It's talking where the fish was already captured before Shabbos, kigon shitzadu betoch hasal, v'hinicho, put in a pail, lichyos kedera sholsim adayogim, like fishermen do, they catch the fish, they keep it alive in a pail, and they kill them as they need them. Omer le Rav Ashi, v'lo sover lomar dehayu bein sampirov, Rav Yossi bar Ovin omra, right, so Rav Ashi said to, he didn't know it was Rav Ovin, you see that he didn't know who was in his yeshiva, he didn't know his name. In any case, he said, don't you know that Rav Yossi Rav Ovin said this gloss on what Shmuel said? Rav Yossi Bar Ovin Omra, Kolomer, my time below Amar Tole Mishmei. Why didn't you say it in his name? Shekola Omer Dover B'Shem Omru, maybe Gula Olam. It's a positive thing to say something in somebody's name. Mashma, it's not also to say it not in his name. Otherwise, he would have said you did something wrong by not quoting it. It's just as Mashma, it's a positive thing to say it in his name. San Pirov Shaporeach Pohen, the fins that it swims with. Okay, so where didn't he have Rachmanis on his son? Bray Mahi, Yom Echad Havi Agri Le Agire B'Divra. One day they hired people to work in the field. Nogaluhu V'lo Aishu Rifta. And the Maisha, was late. He came late, and he didn't bring them food. Amr Le Lebray Kafinan Havu. So they said to the son, we're hungry. Yashvi Tu Satain. So they were sitting under a fig tree. Amr Te'ino Te'ino Hotziu Perusecho V'yochlu Po'ali Abba. So he said, te'eno, I mean the tree, the fig tree, bring out peres, in order that my father's workers should be able to have what to eat. Afiku, and the tree brought out figs, v'och when they ate it. Adahochi v'ochi osavua, father finally came. Omer lehu lo sinoktu b'dat haifu, don't get mad at me. Tehai de nagona, that's the reason I was late with your food, a mitzvah torach, I was busy with a mitzvah, v'ad hashtahu desagoi. And I couldn't come. That's why I was late. Omer le Rachmana lishavach ki hechad asba and barach. The Rebbe Shem should fill you up like your son filled us up. Omer lehu mehecha. So he said, where did he get food from? Right? I had to bring the food to the field. Where did he get food from in the field? Omeru hachi v'hachi havi ma'isa. Said he davened that the fig tree should bring out figs, and we ate the figs. Omer lo b'ni atoi trachtes konecha lahotzi te'ino peroseha shalob izmana. You bothered the Rabbanu Shalom to bring out figs, right, for such an unimportant thing, right? So they'd eat a little bit later, but you made the Rabbanu Shalom do a nes for such an unimportant thing to bring out the figs shalob izmana. Ye'osif shalob izmana. You should die shalob izmancha. And Gemaisa, he died. He didn't die then. He died, what's it called, a young man. Rashi. Lo sanachtu li b'dataychu, al tachshadun li shelo hevesi lochem mezon lo sanachshu. Don't be choshed that I stam was late and didn't bring you lunch. The sagoy shetorachti li charti. I was busy with a mitzvah. The have, okay, next. Barte mahi, where didn't he have rachmanas on his daughter? Havi le barto balas yofi. We had a daughter who was very pretty. Yom echad chazi lehu gavra, the havi karya behutzeva kochazi lehi. So a guy who was cutting a hole in the wall in order to be able to see her. Omer lo maihai, what are you doing? Omer le Rebbe, im lelokolosuch, if I can't marry her, liroso lo eska, I shouldn't be able to see her. Omer lo biti komitsaris lula braisa. He said, you're my daughter, you're bothering people with your beauty. Shubi lafrich, die. V'ayukosh lo beich b'nei adam. People shouldn't be nichshol because of your beauty. Rashi. The Havikari Bahutsa Sosa Gedr Ha'etzin, there was a fence of wood around the yard. Kedevistako Derechanegav. So she was cutting a hole in the fence so you should be able to look at her. Okay. Omer le Rabyosi Maihai, Ma'atoma Ayinkam. What are you looking for? So the Maisi said, your daughter. So even though she didn't cause it, Maisa, but the Maisa, he felt it was better for her not to be around than to be machshu people. Havi le'ahu chamra, he had a donkey. So she chamra sometimes used a donkey and sometimes used as wine, but here it's a donkey. Kedahavi agrula kol yoma, and he rented out the donkey every day. Le'ursa havi mishadri lo agra agaba, and the people would put the money, the rent, on the donkey, and the donkey would come back with the rent on its back. The asila be'mar. But the donkey was sensitive enough, they put too much money or too little money, it didn't come back home. Only if they put the right amount of the rent. One day, they forgot their sandals on the donkey. The donkey wouldn't go with anything that doesn't belong on it. That's how sensitive a donkey was. A person, a tzaddik, even his nechosim, are an extension of him. So they also, like the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yorah didn't eat something, didn't have miser taken off, and so on. So they took off the sandals, v'hadar asla, and then it went. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Elazar ish birsa, ka havi chazu le gaboit stoka, havi toshu minei. Elazar ish birsa gave a tremendous amount of money to Tzedaka, and when the gaboim saw him, they hid from him, because they didn't want him to give all his money away. Whatever he had, he gave them. And even though there's a takana of Usha, that you shouldn't give more than a fifth, so what's it called? Either some say that this was before that takana, and some say that the takana of Usha is only an Eitzah Tova. But he didn't take that good advice. He still wanted to give tzedakah. Some say that if you want to give tzedakah, it's kapara. You can give even more than a fifth. If you feel you have averus, if you have mechaper for whatever. So in any case, so he gave everything he had to tzedakah. So the gaboyim didn't want it, they hid from him. Yom echad havisolik l'shuka l'mizba nedunya l'bartes. One day he was going to buy a nedunya for his daughter. She was getting married. He wanted to buy her what's it called? A dowry. Well, a dowry. No, not really a dowry. He wanted to buy her troth, I think it's called. All the things she needs for her wedding. Chazua gaboit stalker. So the dowry is used for that, but he wanted to buy the things she needed for her chasen. Chazua gaboit stalker. So the gaboit stalker saw him. Toshu minen. They hid from him because they knew that he'd just give him everything he had. Also, he saw them and he ran after them. I take a shvua, but my askisu, you have to tell me what you're collecting for. We're marrying off two orphans. That's what we're collecting for. They come before my daughter. My daughter has somebody to worry for her. I can worry that she'll have more. These yosim v'yisoma has nobody to worry for her. Therefore, they come first. Shaka called the Havi Bahadevi Oibli. He took the whole Nadunya and gave it to them. Partially Chad Zuza. He left over one Zuz. Zovin Lechite V'osik Shadi Bachlava. So he bought a little bit of wheat with that one Zuz, grain, and he put it into his storehouse. Aside the Visu, his wife came. Amrala Labarte Mai Aisi Avuch. So she said to the daughter, what did your father buy for your wedding? Amrullah called Madaisi Bachlova Shadis. Whatever he bought, he threw into the storehouse. Asila Miftach Bova Daklova, so she wanted to open the door of the storehouse. Chazus Akalva de Malyachita. She saw that the whole storehouse was full of grain. A nace happened. And that little bit of grain, got more. The Konafka Bitsinura de Dosha was so filled that was pushing the door open. It couldn't close the door. Below Miftach Bova Michite. Couldn't close the door because of the, he couldn't open the door because of the, what's it called, because of the grain that was pushing against it. Ozla barte lebe medrisha, omer le, bora ema osalecha ohavecha. Let's see what the Rabban Shem, who loves you, did for you. She knew that he threw a little bit into the room, he didn't bring back so much. But the Rabban Shem made a nace and gave him a tremendous amount of grain. Now he could go sell that and make her a dunya. Omer le ho avoda harin hektish olecha. Maisa they're hektish. I make it all hektish. I don't want to be nehenami maisa nisim. The ain lecha bohena lekeechel me'ani Yisrael. Hektish over here means it's all for tzedakah, and you can take whatever an oni can take. We're aniyim. You could take whatever another oni could take. Rashi, toshu mipanov, hoyu mischavim. They used to hide from him. Ho avoda shvua. What's it called? He made a shvua that they're. I'm giving them to what's it called. I take a shvua that I'm not going to leave you alone until you tell me what you're collecting for. But Yosem Yisom, the Zadik Zelazu, we're marrying off orphans. Aklava Otsushal Chitim, his storehouse where he keeps his grain. Ohavecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ela Keecha Me'ani Yisrael, Mishum D'Maisa Nisimu. V'Osur La'odam Lehenos V'Maisa Nisim. You're not allowed to have benefit from Maisa Nisim, Kedomer Le'el, the Mosin Lo Neis, Menachal Misichuyosa. Because a person who has benefit from a Neis, it takes off his Zichuyos. He didn't want that. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Gozer Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya made a tainis because it didn't rain. Boy Rachmi Velosa Mitra. And he davened and it didn't rain. Omer Kama Iko Mishmuel Haramosi Yehuda Ben Gamliel. How many Doros are there from Shmuel Haramosi till Yehuda Ben Gamliel? Oilo the door shekain niska. Oilo the misha also be yom of kach. Now they, to the generation that has me as a leader, I can't even daven and the rain should come. Cholish daite. So he got, he got embarrassed, right, because of the fact that he felt that he wasn't roy to have rain come in his schus. And that schus was a mitra. Right, because the fact that he was cholish daite, and he felt so humble That in itself brought the rain. Devei Nesia Gozer Tanesa. From the house of the Nasi, they made a Tainis for rain. Below Dinu Rabbi Yochanan Lishlakish. They didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Lishlakish that they're fasting the next day. But Tzafro Dinu. In the morning, they told them today's a fast day. Omer Le Rishlakish Rabbi Yochanan Holo Kabil Nalomi Ursa. Why should we fast? We weren't Makabalat the day before. And like we learned before, you have to Makabalat Tainis from the day before. Otherwise, it doesn't have a din of a Tainis. Omer Le Anan Basrayu Garina. No, even if we weren't Makabalat, since the Beis Hanasi made the Tainis, and we are subservient to them, so their Kabbalah helps for us. The Nasi's house made a Tainis, and the rain didn't come. So Oshio, who was the youngest, the smallest of the group, he said the following, right? The leaders are called Eine Ho'eda. Moshe L'kala Shivei Saviha. Right? It's a Kala when she's still in her father's house, and nobody knows yet. Nobody knows who she is. They're checking her out. Right? She hasn't yet become well-known because she hasn't left her father's house. So Kozman Sheinei Yofos, as long as her eyes are okay, right? Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha Bedika. Right? Eine over means her midos. Midos are okay, you don't have to check anything else. Eineha trutos, kol gufa tzricha bedika. But if her eyes are not okay, right, then you have to check everything else. Also, avde v'romule sudra b'tzavori. So what he was saying was, the leaders of the people, if they're not okay, then you can assume that there's something wrong with everybody. And that's why the rain's not coming, because the leaders aren't okay. So the people from the Beis Hanasi, he was obviously maligning them, so they put a rope around his neck with komitsarule, and they were choking him. Amru b'nei Mose, so the people of the city said, Shavki, leave him alone. Dohanami mitzayir lon. He also gives us Musar. Kivin de chazin and de chomil, l'shem shamayim lo amri le'mide. They saw that he meant it, l'shem shamayim, so they left him alone. V'shavkinen le. Atun nami, so we leave him alone. He gives us Musar. But we know that he's doing it l'shem shamayim. Same thing, he gave you Musar, realize he's doing it l'shem shamayim. Asum nomi shavku, leave him alone. Rebbe gozer tanisa v'lo asa mitra. Rebbe made a tainis and it didn't rain. Noches kamei ilfa, v'amri lo Rebbe ilfi. So ilfa came, and some say Rebbe ilfi came before him. And Omar mashiv haruach, he was the shliach tzibor, he said mashiv haruach v'nosa zikon, the wind started to blow. Morid Ageshem was a mitzvah. He said, Morid Ageshem, and it immediately started to rain. Omerlein, Mayuvduch. She said, I daven, and nothing happened. You daven, and immediately it rained. What do you do? Omerlein, Dayarno de Kusto de Chika, to Lespe Chamra. I live in a small village where there's no wine. Here, Chamra means wine again. Likadusha Vavdalta. Right? There's no wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. Tarachno Vasino Chamra Likadusha Vavdalta, and I make it my business to bring with difficulty wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, mafkinu lu yidei chovosan, I'm motzi them yidei chovosan with my wine. So I'm mezaka the whole city with Kiddush and Havdalah. So that's the schus. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah haya benosherem Gamliel bar Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rebbe, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the original Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. L'Shmuel HaRamosi, Sheyordin Gishon B'Shvilo, right, it rained when Shmuel HaRamosi davened. D'chsiv, Halo K'tzir Chitim Ayom, V'yashav Boin Kol Yisrael, V'yitilu HaRab Yehuda Ben Gamliel, T'tzovach V'leka D'met Mashkech Be. How many generations are there from Shmuel who was able to daven and should rain, and to me, that I daven and nothing happens. Shenitzka Takua, V'holo Kablina Me'esmo Ba'adayu, right, we didn't, what's it called, accept the fast the day before, so there's no reason to fast. Grirun, Grurin and Meshuchin Anu Achareyam, Kamisha Kibalnu Aleinu. Since the Nasi, we're subservient to him, his Kabbalah is a Kabbalah for us. Ze'ira Demin Chavraya, Tse'ir Shabi Yeshiva. He was the youngest in that Chabura. Behind the Kori Lehachi Mishum, the Oshia Achrina Havihas. It was another Oshia. So they used to call this one, this is the young Oshia, there was another older Oshia. Me'enei Ha'eda, Zekeinem Me'irei Enei Ha'am. Einei Ha'eda is a euphemism for the leaders, that they enlighten the eyes of the people. So they're the eyes of the people. Bisman Sheinei Yofel Sein Kol Gufa Devadei Kol Gufa Yofel. If the leaders are okay, then the people are okay. And if you know that the leaders aren't okay, then you have to check all the people too. Ein Enei Yofel Soil V'Hanu Devei Nasiya Dehavu Einei Ha'Eid Rishoyim. Right? If the Beis Hanasi, who are the leaders, they're Rishoyim, Dala Sa'amin Shrichin Livdok Ma Maseim L'Kach Lo Mashkechu Bu Min Hashamayim. So you can assume that the people are also no good, and that's why nobody's listening to them in Hashemayim and giving them rain. Also, Avdei the Reish Kalusa, the Kamatzara Leiloshia. So the Avodim of the Reish Kalusa didn't like the fact that Oshia was maligning them, so they started to choke him. Omru Leibnei Mosul, Avdei the Venusia. So the people of the city said to the servants of the Nasi, right, he also bothers us. Mitzayrlo mecharif meganis asanu. He gives it to us too. He curses us out too. Okay. Rav ikla lahu ashra gozer tanisa. There wasn't rain in a certain place. Rav went to that place. He made a tainis. Velo asamitra, didn't rain. Noches kamei shlicha de sibura. So they put up a shliach tzibur to daven. Omer mashiv aruch v'noshiv zika. As soon as he said mashiv aruch, it started to blow. The wind started to blow. Omer mori dageshim v'asamitra. Omer lei mai uvdach. He said, what do you do that your zocha, that your tefillah should be answered? Omer lei mikri dardik yana. I'm a school teacher. Umakrino levnei aniyei kevnei asira. I teach the poor people equal to the rich people. If they pay tuition, I teach them. If they don't pay tuition, I teach them. Okay? I heard today, Mamas, the stories, girls in seminary, that a girl came to me and that her father lost his job. This is a common thing today. And they couldn't pay tuition. They threw the kids out of school. Kids going to public school. First grade or second, pre-1A. It's unbelievable. Mamash, here the Gemara says that the kid pays tuition, they keep him. You know, he doesn't pay tuition, so what? They're going to have to pay another teacher. Where are they saving money? And not only that, no other school will take the kid in till he pays the tuition in the first school. Not that they're stam not paying. What's it called? The guy lost his job. This is not unusual. So here the Gemara says, that's a schus. Teach poor people as much as rich people. They pay tuition. Don't pay tuition. B'chol de lo efsherle, lo shakilna mine midi. And if somebody who can't afford anything, I don't take anything from them. I let them come for free. That's the policy in our yeshiva. The isli peiru de kavre, and I have a fish pond in the back of the school. B'chol man de posha, if I have a kid who's misbehaves, right, mishachdin ole minayu, so I can't leave him in the class because he's disturbing other kids. But I'm not mafker him, I don't throw him out of school. Garbage you throw out, you don't throw out kids, right? So I don't throw him out. I take him to the fish pond and I, what's it called, mishachin him to get interested in learning so I can bring him back into the school. Umisadrin ole, right, umifaisin ole adoosi the kori. And I, what's it called? I show him the fish pond. Some say that what he's told him the fish, what Rabbi Akiva told Papus, that if you don't have Torah, you're outside the pond, right? You're surely in danger. And inside the pond, that's where you're safe. Rav Nachman gozer tanisa, bo rachmi velosa mitra. Rav Nachman made a tainis, he davened and didn't rain. Omer shaklu le Nachman chavutu min guda la'ara. Right, so he said, take Nachman, throw him off the wall, throw him onto the ground. I'm worth nothing. I can't even daven that rain should come. Cholish daite, and when he said that, it humbled him very much, and because of that, also mitra, then the rain came. Rabba gozer tanisa, Rabba made a tainis, boy, rachel also mitra. Same thing happened. Daven, it didn't rain. Omrulei v'ha Rav Yehuda, ki avi gozer tanisa, also mitra. Right, so he said to him, when Rav Yehuda used to make a tainis, and it would rain. Right, you not. Right, Omar Lahus, he said to them, Ma Avi, what could I do? Imishum tenuye ana adifa minayav. So learning, we learn better than them. Right, the Bishnei de Rav Yehuda and the years of Rav Yehuda called tenuye v'nezikin. They only learn the Seder Nezikin. V'anan kum asnina b'shisas. We learn all six stories. V'chi havimot Rav Yehuda b'uktsin. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow with this, but in any case, let's see the Rashi from here. Nochis kamel of Neateva, so they sent the shliach tzibur to Davin. Nosha kamel noshav, and the wind blew. The kusta the chika the kfar doch. Okay, I live in a little village that's very poor. Sheesh bo anius biyosur, it's an extremely poor place. And they don't even have wine for Kiddush and Avdolah, and I make sure to bring in wine to be mochi them with Kiddush and Avdolah. Peirud de kavri, mechivo shel dagim, my fish pond. Kol man de poshet, lo boy nikri, any of the kids don't want to learn, so meshachdin alei, so I get them interested through the fish pond. Mesadrin alei, vaysin alei, mesakn keseder, I fix them up and bring them back into the class.